even more full-on family. I was cold and knackered, but smiling because I was listening to loud rock music, classic Stone Roses, if you're interested, on my headphones, and I could almost smell and feel the warm home waiting for me. There'd be life in it, even if that was just three teenagers who'd look up for about a second from their phones, laptops, other devices to acknowledge that I was there. I'd cook pasta while they lay around doing absolutely nothing. Eventually, we'd all sit around the kitchen table and I'd tell them I was sending them to a boot camp for the perennially lazy, and they'd say, "Oh, FFS!" As this story features teenagers who frequently speak a different language from the rest of mankind, I have taken the liberty of adding footnotes throughout to help. FFS means for fuck's sake, and is in wide use on social media by teenagers, and many adults, actually, who should probably know better. The acronym, because swearing was not allowed, and I'd say, "What is the 11th commandment?" And they'd chorus back, "Thou shalt not take the piss out of thy mother." And all that time, there'd be wine, and it would be allowed because it was Friday. The green, blue and black of the cyclist's uniform came from nowhere as I stepped onto the zebra crossing. As he hit me, I felt myself fly upwards in the air, along with my bag for life, earphones and handbag, a firework comprised of a 43-year-old woman, dinner for four and wires, tissues, purse and makeup. I instinctively put my arms out as I hit the striped tarmac, and then, just for a moment, everything went dark. When I came to, and it was probably just a few seconds later, there was an overwhelming smell of Thai green curry. The food delivery cyclist was looking down at me, still holding his bike. I could see headlights from cars stopped behind him and hear him shouting, "Stop! There's been an accident!" in a deep, panicked voice. Then down at me, "Oh my God, are you all right?" I heard car doors slam and the sound of people running towards us. Everything was very woozy, but I was awake and trying to sit up. He said, "I just didn't see you. I'm so sorry, I just didn't see you." That was when I started to laugh and cry at the same time as I looked up at him from the ground. "Ha!" I said, "No one sees me anymore." I think I passed out again. When I opened my eyes, the cyclist was crouched down beside me. He was about my age, blondish hair poking from his helmet from what I could see through my blur. "Curry," I said. "Lemongrass."
"Oh, hurrah, you've opened your eyes," he said.
Relief lit up his face. It was a pleasant face from where I was lying on the tarmac. Blue eyes, skin pink from the exertion of cycling, even if he did seem a bit older than your usual food delivery rider. Behind him was a giant billboard that greeted people coming out of the station. "Welcome to Seymour Hill, the name of our market town 30 miles north of London." In front of that was a small circle of people peering down at me. Someone was saying an ambulance was on its way.
"Yes, I was delivering it to some people on..."
He looked around and I could see cartons of green food along with my pasta and, in my peripheral vision, a smashed bottle of carbonara sauce.
"Seriously, I'm so sorry. But we're going to get you help now. It's all my fault. I just didn't see you."
His eyes were still desperate, a couple of feet from my face. "Ha! I'm the Invisible Woman!" This made me laugh, again, a mad sort of cackle that didn't sound as if it was coming from me at all.